This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and on this episode, I'll be talking about the book The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins, and I'll be distilling down the concepts and main points that Robbins raises in this great book. Thanks for joining me. So this is a great book with a lot of practical advice. If you want the 10-second summary of this book, basically the 5-second rule is counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then taking action. That's pretty much it. If you want to save yourself the 15 minutes today in part 1 and the next part 2, you can stop right now and just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and put action behind whatever it is that you want to do. That being said, I'm sure you're going to listen to some more. So we're going to break this down into a 2-part series. Part 1, we'll look at defining the rule and how to use it. And next week, we'll talk about courage, changing behavior, some more ground root strategies that you can actually use to implement this in your day-to-day life, and how you can change your life with a simple 5 seconds. So let's get started with part 1, defining the rule. So first of all, it's a form of metacognition, which is a tool that can change how your brain works. And as I said before, the rule is whenever you feel an instinct to fire up to act on a goal or a commitment, or you feel yourself hesitate on something you know you should do, you use a rule and start the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 countdown. And when you reach 1, you have to physically move before your brain kills the idea. So counting and moving your actions. By training your brain to move instead of think, it'll rewire your brain to stop hesitating, overthinking, and holding yourself back. Physical movement is a huge part of the rule. So what it will do, it'll stop your doubting by physically stopping you by counting to 5 to 1, and it'll wake up the inner change agent hidden inside of you. Now what's really cool is, I think it's a great tactic to use for the strategies outlined in Deep Work by Cal Newport that I talked about last week. Check those out. And then a book that I'll be covering in the future, The One Thing by Gary Keller. So when you combine the two of them, it feels like a good strategy and set of tactics that you can use to actually accomplish big things in your life, where you're not trying to change everything in one day, but by slowly accumulating small changes across your life, you'll be able to accumulate big changes over the course of years and decades. And so not only can you use this rule to take action, you can also use a rule to stop bad actions. So for example, when I see myself or I notice myself scrolling Instagram or Facebook too much, if I can't do that, shut it down immediately, just the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I'll just hit the home button, lock the phone, and then carry on with whatever it is that I was doing. Seems really simple, but it's building up that 5-second rule mental muscle, I guess. And the rule only works on you, because all the power lies within you to become better. And you're wanting to act with courage, where you let your heart act first and follow your instincts. So Robbins now talks about how she came up with the rule. Really simple stuff. Basically, every bad habit will snowball into more bad habits, so you kind of get this cumulative effect that turns into a downward cycle of compounding negative effects. Her example was waking up late and just hitting the snooze button over and over again, and that would start her day off in just a downward spiral, because now she's 30 minutes into the schedule where she should have been 30 minutes ahead, so she's got to get ready, got to get the kids ready, everything kind of escalates, and it just doesn't work for the rest of the day. You've started your day off on the bad foot. And the biggest problem is that your situation can always be made worse by your own thoughts. Every situation is just a situation. It's how you think and handle that situation that really changes the outcome. So it's easier to feel sorry for yourself than it is to take action, simply because you're thinking about it. It's always easier to think about doing something rather than actually doing something. And when she came up with the 5-second rule is that she was watching a rocket launch the night before, and she heard the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 liftoff, and decided to use that to launch out of bed the very next day. And what happened was, the counting mentally disrupts your pattern of overthinking and killing the instinct. So the countdown creates a closed loop since the counting ends. What doesn't work is if you count from 1 to 5, because you can count on forever, basically. And by counting down to 1, and then after the 1 actually moving, this physical movement means that your mind falls in line with your body. And what you're doing is creating this form of metacognition, which is basically you tricking your brain into taking action when it doesn't want to. because we all want to stay safe. We all want to take action. We all want to stay safe and not take action by staying in our comfort zones. So how do you go about using it? Basically, you're going to force yourself to do productive things that you don't want to do. It's going to stop procrastination by counting down and actually taking action. But what you really want to do is start small. You want to take small, simple steps that start a chain reaction of pushing yourself into action. So it creates this locus of control on your life. So the more you believe that you're in control of your life, the happier and more successful you become. Because you'll start creating this bias towards action, and you'll stop thinking and start acting, which is the whole concept of this book, where obviously big things like signing contracts and throwing down huge amounts of money in investments, changing careers, that all requires you to do a lot of thinking. But something as simple as raising your hand and asking a question in a big crowd, that's something that you can do every day. Asking for a discount at Starbucks, that can be done every day. Doing little things, which is what she focuses on, doing small little things every single day, builds this courage. Kind of like going to the gym. You need to start small when you first start out, and then you're going to ramp up to doing bigger and bigger things. Because nobody ever really feels motivated. You know what time you need to do something, but a lot of people will just procrastinate and not do it. And you need to stop giving those feelings power. And by stop giving these feelings power and all this overthinking and overanalysis that we do, we'll actually take action and do something. And the rule doesn't make anything easy. It just makes things happen. And what it does is, by acting, you're actually getting that first step done towards finishing that marathon. Hesitation is designed to stop you. So what you can do is you can hesitate and think about big things, but this rule isn't about hesitating on the small steps we can do, i.e. eating healthy, going to the gym, calling somebody, saying hello. Maybe stop and think before you move city, get married, or sign a contract, as I said before. So it's all about these little tiny things. Do you need to eat that candy bar? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? No, you don't. Should I go out for a run right now? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? Yes. Yes, I will. So you are not your behaviors, because you can stop your bad behaviors. You have to change your mind in thinking that you're not a procrastinator. You need to change your mindset into saying that I procrastinate rather than I am a procrastinator. And every phase of your life requires a different you to overcome. So as you're leveling up, you're acquiring new and different skills in order to level up and stay efficient in this new level. Why does the rule work? Because Nike, they just said, just do it. It's a great mindset to have. And the 5-second rule is how you go about doing that. What it does is it acknowledges that you have fears, yet it pushes you to move past the doubt and be better than your doubts. Because all it is you doubting yourself before anyone else has even given you reason to doubt yourself. And the longer you wait to act from your initial thoughts, the more excuses and doubts will creep into your brain as you give more time for your brain to think, and it'll lower your urge to act. So everyone's kind of experienced this. Should I go up and talk to this person? And if you just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and walked over there and talked to them, you'd already be in a conversation by now. But a lot of people will be like, oh, they don't look interested, they look busy, this, that, and the other. We've all been there. Everyone knows what that is. So doing little things, breaking down things into small little steps that you can accomplish by just saying 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and taking action. Again, that's just going to be the repetitive theme of this book, because that's really as simplified as the rule gets. And again, how can you use a rule? You can use it to stop or start behaviors. You can use it to do new things and create confidence. And you can also use it as a form of mind control, where you can stop the fears, stop the anxiety, and focus on the positive. So whenever you want to change whatever you're thinking, it's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and click and change that thought pattern. Because when we start hesitating as a daily habit, it reinforces our own thought patterns that our brain thinks something is wrong every single time. And we're trying to break that habit to be more action positive. Because negative thought patterns are simply habits. And how do you stop a bad habit? You don't stop a bad habit. You simply replace it with a good habit. And a good habit is taking action. And a different part of your brain is activated when you think about what is possible, rather than when you think about what can't work or why it won't work. Because to put it simply and bluntly, there's no right time to change your life. The best time is now, when your heart tells you to move. When you get that gut instinct, which everyone knows, if you listen to your true instincts, you'll really know when your heart knows when to do something. It's that whole phrase that yesterday was the best time to plant a tree, today is the second best time. So plant that tree today. We want to dodge challenges to protect our egos, because deep down we're afraid to try, we're afraid to win, we're afraid to lose, we're afraid to be caught out as a failure, we're so afraid of anything, and that's our ego trying to protect ourselves. And if we go back a couple weeks to the book, Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday, kind of reinforces that specific point right there, where we need to shut down that ego because all we need to do is stop getting in the way of ourselves. And one of the biggest takeaways that I got from this was that the results were relevant. It doesn't matter if you get what you were asking for or you succeed in whatever it is you're trying to do. It's the action is what matters. That's the result that you're looking for, is the fact that you actually took action, because action leads to more action. Kind of like when you're in sales, it's not the yeses that count, it's the amount of phone calls you make. You want to look at what you're doing today, because what you're doing is what you can control. You can't control the results. Just the same way when two teams go to the Super Bowl, they both expect to win. No one goes to the Super Bowl expecting to lose, yet we all know that there's always going to be one loser. But you can't go into the game knowing that you're going to lose. You always have to know you're going to win. And how do you do that? Just by going, showing up, and putting in the hardest possible effort you can put in. Because you'll never stop yourself from worrying. It's almost impossible to stop yourself thinking of negative thoughts. But what you can do, or what you can train yourself to do, is stop the worries from controlling your actions. And that's the biggest thing. Almost doesn't count. All that count is actions. The difference between the successful and the dreamers is the courage to start and the courage to keep going. The fear, uncertainty, and doubt is all real to your brain, but the courage is the ability to overcome these thoughts. Because you'll never feel like it. It's plain and simple. No one really wants to go for a run. Well, I mean, sometimes you do. But 9 times out of 10, 99 people out of 100 don't want to go for that run, but they do it anyway. Our feelings never align with what we should be doing, and studies have shown that what we want to do is the easiest route. We want to do what's easy now rather than what's hard now but good for us in the future. What's great right now? Slice of cake. What's good for us in the future? Not eating that slice of cake. Pretty simple stuff. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, don't eat that slice of cake. And it's how to beat feelings. You want your actions to be based on feelings, not logical thought, because you start logicking yourself out of the equation. Subconsciously, you'll tally pros and cons in a nanosecond, and then your feelings make a decision. What you want to do is, what's the deeper question? It's not what will I eat for lunch, it's what do I feel like eating. So logically, we know what to do, but subconsciously, our feelings have already made the decision, and they aren't always aligned with our goals or what's best for us. And what this rule does is it separates how we feel with the decisions that we make, and that's the whole key to it. We need to separate our thoughts from our actions, because we always need to take action. Feelings are just suggestions, and you need to ignore them, because the results of your actions don't matter. It's the actions you take that are the true catalyst for change. By taking actions, you're changing your behavior, because you change your self-perceptions to your self-conscious, because its basis on your identity are the actions that it takes. So the more positive actions you take, the more your subconscious aligns with who you want to be. You only get self-confidence by taking small actions. If you never talk to people, your brain's going to self-identify as someone that doesn't talk to people. It's like this self-reinforcing cycle, a self-fulfilling prophecy, if you will. But the more action you take, even if it doesn't succeed, your brain's relating to who you are as a person, as someone that always talks to people, or someone that always takes actions. And how I'll end the first part of this series is with the first challenge that Mel Robbins puts out to everybody. And the quickest way to start using the rule is to set your alarm 30 minutes before you normally do. And when it sets off, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and get up. It's simple, yet difficult, because she wants it to be something that you can actually achieve. All you're doing is waking up 30 minutes earlier. But we all know how it feels when the alarm goes off and we don't want to get out of bed. Because change requires you to act deliberately. And if you can change this simple habit, you can then change anything else in your life. It is able to change your mindset, and you can start using the rule elsewhere in your life once you get a grasp on this simple task. So that's all I have for today in part one of the two-part series about the 5-second rule by Mel Robbins. So go out and check the book out. Really cool. It's a really simple read with really great examples from other people that have used the rule. So go out and read it and use it. Definitely use this one. This one's really simple to use, guys. This has been Selwyn on the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learned today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.